Listen, I have to tell you, folks, governor in this particular issue, there's nobody. I've been here 20 years, and nobody, no governor, to my recollection, has stood at a podium like this with the type of folks here, Democrats, Republicans, so many folks who have been impacted by substance abuse and opioid problems than Governor Wolf. So, Governor, thank you for what you've done. Thank you. And I can tell you, as one of those folks who sat in many, many meetings with the governor in the budget conversations, we were not going home, folks, unless we had resources for the Centers for Excellence and other dollars for drug and alcohol programs. And, Governor, you stood tall. Right up there with education and human services were the dollars for this, and I want to thank you for your steadfast commitment to that, because without it, we wouldn't be here today having this conversation about what the Centers for Excellence are going to do. Well done. I certainly wanted to do a shout-out and thank you to all the folks who are here today. All of you have been impacted in some way, shape, or form. For those of you who have been impacted, my family has felt that pain, and we share the pain with all of you, and that's what we're here for. For those of you that are fighting for loved ones who are struggling with addiction, thank you for what you're doing. Keep fighting. We are going to do what we can over the course of the next several months to be able to craft legislation that's going to allow us to provide the tools that you need to be able to continue to fight that fight. And for those of you who are here today and watching on TV, for those of you that have struggled with addiction and now in recovery, congratulations. Keep doing it. Keep fighting. We're going to keep working with you, because we know it's a challenge. We have to continue to move forward. We have an opportunity over the next several months. We've got such a strong coalition of folks working together, from the administration to the General Assembly, Democrats, Republicans, House and Senate, all rowing in the same direction. The governor did an outstanding job taking this issue around the Commonwealth, as I stated. But there are other folks that have done the same thing. Senator Jean Yaw has conducted, I think, in rural Pennsylvania, probably 20-plus hearings. Sort of did it under the radar, but I want to applaud Senator Yaw and the members of the Rural Pennsylvania Commission for the work that they've done. Folks who you hear from later today have been toiling in this area in the struggles for the past 15, 20 years. Gene G. DeRolamo and Deb Beck. These folks have done it. They understand the issue. They've been fighting it for many years for all of us here today. And let's not kid ourselves. This is a complex issue. It has many aspects to it that we're working on, whether it's the issue with respect to our insurance industry and the manner in which they provide for treatment, and what I believe are barriers oftentimes to treatment that's available to families where they can't access. We've got to work on that. When we have to look at what's taking place at the federal government with respect to regulations and interpretations of how the length of treatment, we have to make certain that they don't pass or put into place regulations that are going to limit and are going to harm the treatment process as opposed to moving forward with these regulations. We have to work together to do that. There's so much more that can be done, but we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to take steps right now, the next several months when we're going to be here in session in Harrisburg. We need to come together. There has been no greater public policy issue or public health issue in my 20 years here in the General Assembly. It's now time for us to walk the walk. All of you, some of you with your families, with family members and those in recovery, you do it every day. You face that challenge every morning when you wake up. Now it's our turn, and it's our job to be able to provide you and the families the tools that you need, the treatment programs that are necessary, the type of drugs and barriers removed with respect to insurance and health regulations and the like. That's what we have to work on. We're in this together. Thank you. Thank my colleagues on the Hope Caucus, all the folks who are here today. Thank you. All right, good job.